This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
The case against Trump.
He commanded a mob to march on the Capitol.
President's bout with COVID.
Symptoms are mild, and I'm doing well.
Candidate for governor attacked. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New evidence in the Capitol attack investigation portrays then-President Trump as a leader who refused to act for hours as the rampage intensified, his vice president and other lawmakers thrust into danger. And video outtakes from the next day show a president reluctant to accept the reality of a lost election.
Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over, okay?
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington.
If we're moving, we need to move now.
Copy.
Newly released Secret Service radio traffic by the committee reveals just how in danger agents were amidst a mob trying to track down then-Vice President Pence.
He may lose the ability to leave.
Inside the White House, the committee says President Trump was fully aware of the riot unfolding, watching on a TV but ignoring pleas to act. Former Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Matthews.
He should have been telling these people to go home and to leave and to condemn the violence that we were seeing.
Matthews, along with other staffers, later resigned.
We need strong, angry patriots.
And although a presidential call log during the violent attack is empty, Congresswoman Elaine Luria says Trump appeared focused on bogus election fraud claims.
We do know from Rudy Giuliani's phone records that President Trump also called him.
The committee will reconvene in September for more hearings. Top Republican Liz Cheney.
We have considerably more to do. We have far more evidence to share with the American people and more to gather.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. Loyola University law professor Lori Levinson believes the panel has effectively made its case.
They used the witnesses to show that there was no confusion by Donald Trump, that his purpose really was to prevent the election from being certified.
But Levinson says a Justice Department decision to bring charges could be complicated by a claim that Mr. Trump had the right to free speech, or that he never really intended for there to be violence.
At this stage, we're talking about the case in the courtroom of public opinion.
In a Washington courtroom, the defense offered no witnesses in the contempt of Congress trial of former Trump aide Steve Bannon. His lawyers called on the judge to acquit him. At last word, a runny nose, fatigue, and dry cough are President Biden's symptoms as he battles a case of COVID.
Symptoms are mild, but I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern and keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha.
Because the president is fully vaccinated, double boosted, his risk of serious illness is dramatically lower. He's also getting treated with a very powerful antiviral.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane sentenced to 2.5 years in prison yesterday for violating George Floyd's civil rights. Floyd's brother is not satisfied.
I think that it's insulting that he didn't get the maximum amount of time, because if it was me and that was accessory to murder, they would have gave me the maximum amount of time.
When the U.S. left Afghanistan, money seized from the country's central bank was to be split between Afghans and 9/11 victims. But as we hear from CBS's Catherine Herridge, others want a piece of the pie.
77-year-old Bob Essington recalls April 18, 1983, as the day terror rained down on the U.S. embassy in Beirut, Lebanon.
It was like a shockwave hit me.
The 2,000-pound truck bomb killed 63 and injured more than 100.
Sudden the impact.
The explosive force compressed Essington's spine.
I have a stimulator implanted in my hip with 14 plates on my spine.
After the U.S. pulled out of Afghanistan and froze $7 billion in assets from that country's central bank, the Essingtons expected at least some of the money would go to a general compensation fund created by Congress to benefit U.S. victims of terrorism.
We're not going to get anything for what happened to us. The government doesn't care anymore.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
Russia and Ukraine are expected to sign an agreement to resume grain shipments across the Black Sea while the war drags on. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This deal would end a standoff that has threatened food security worldwide. The UN says it will enable Ukraine to export millions of tons of grain that have been stuck due to the war. There will be a control center in Turkey, which helped broker the deal, and ships will be inspected to ensure they're carrying grain and fertilizer and not weapons.
Ugly scene at an outdoor political event outside Rochester, New York. Apparently tried to stab the Republican candidate for governor during a speech. The candidate, Lee Zeldin, says he was able to grab the man's wrist while others, including his running mate, tackled him. He was able to continue his remarks with what he called just a little scrape. The suspect was taken into custody. He was later released. In Rochester last night, two police officers were shot. One of them died. Officials say at least one man opened fire on them while they were on duty.
This is a tragedy for our community. I'm asking Rochester to pray for these officers and their family. They go out every day and put their lives on the line.
The mayor, Malik Evans, says a woman nearby was wounded. A grand jury in Ohio has indicted the 27-year-old man charged with raping and impregnating a 10-year-old girl on two felony counts. The child went to Indiana to get an abortion. In a 5-4 vote, the U.S. Supreme Court allows a federal judge to block the Biden administration's immigration guidelines that prioritize the deportation of people here illegally who could pose a public safety risk. The court will hear arguments on the case in the fall. For the first time in a decade, a case of polio in the United States. It's an unvaccinated young adult who lives outside New York City who has experienced some paralysis. Rockland County Executive Ed Day.
This individual is no longer contagious. And our efforts now are focused on two issues, vaccinations and figuring out if anyone else has been impacted by this disease.
Overseas, Japanese and international regulators have agreed on a plan to release more than 1 million tons of treated water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant into the ocean. It still needs the approval of local communities.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
A diplomatic post down under is being filled by an American with a big political name.
She's the daughter of JFK, and Australia considers her U.S. royalty. Caroline Kennedy has arrived in Australia to become the next U.S. ambassador. She says the Pacific has the attention of the White House.
A lot of work to do in the Pacific. I'm excited that the Peace Corps is coming back into the Pacific. These are all things that I want to talk to the government here about and see what we can do together.
She was last in Australia 36 years ago. Then, on her honeymoon, Scott Maiman for CBS News, Brisbane, Australia.
The jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions lottery is $660 million. That's the ninth largest U.S. prize in history. The money has swelled because there's been no winner for the past 3 months. 27 straight drawings with no one getting all six numbers right. The odds of winning are 1 in 302 million. The roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.